With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have entered the month-long war in the Middle East and claim they've launched missiles toward Israel. The Houthis could threaten another important global shipping lane in the region. Meanwhile, about 2,500 U.S. Marines have arrived in the Middle East to strengthen the largest U.S. military buildup in the region in more than two decades. Pakistan says Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt will send top diplomats to Islamabad for talks aimed at ending the war. The White House is defending President Trump's mail ballot in last week's special election in Florida. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president argues that voting by mail leads to fraud, and he's pushing Congress to curtail the practice. But that didn't stop him from casting a mail ballot in the race to represent his home district in Palm Beach County. He voted by mail, even though early in-person voting was available while he was in Florida. A White House spokesperson said that the president objects to universal mail-in voting and that he supports exceptions for some mail-in ballots. Greg Clugston, the White House.
There's a change coming to U.S. currency.
The Trump administration has announced that future U.S. paper currency will feature President Donald J. Trump's signature alongside Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's, marking the first time a sitting president's signature will appear. The move, tied to the nation's upcoming 250th anniversary, comes alongside other Trump-themed commemorative coin initiatives and has sparked backlash from Democrats. Bob Agner reporting.
This is Palm Sunday. Billions of Christians around the world commemorating Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, marking the beginning of Holy Week and the run-up to Easter Sunday, 1 week from today. This is also the final week of observances of Lent. This is SRN News. More Democrats are openly running on faith these days. Candidates including James Tallarico, a Texas seminarian running for Senate, and several ordained ministers running in Iowa for Congress. Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear also leans into faith in a new book amid speculation he will run for president in 2028. Experts say many Democrats often avoid religious talk because polls show that atheists, agnostics, and non-religious people are amongst the party's most vigorous supporters. The vast majority of people who identify as evangelical vote Republican. California lawmakers are considering a bill that would establish buffer zones around houses of worship, designed to keep protesters at a distance. The legislation would establish a 100-foot zone around any church, synagogue, or mosque, and would bar protesters from approaching members of the congregation except with consent. The legislation has been prompted by pro-Palestinian demonstrations outside synagogues. This is SRN News. A candy caper in Europe.
Nestle says some 12 tons of Kit Kat bars, that's 413,793 Kit Kat bars, were stolen after leaving the production site in Italy, headed for Poland. The theft happened several days ago. The Swiss-based food giant says the vehicle and its load are still nowhere to be found. The company says the missing candy bars could enter unofficial sales channels across European markets, but if that happens, the bars can be traced using the batch code assigned to individual bars. I'm Donna Warder.
The Oscars are leaving Hollywood in 2029. The ceremony will move from its longtime home at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood to downtown Los Angeles and the Peacock Theater, 9 miles away. Same time, the telecast shifts from ABC to YouTube. This is SRN News.